A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Tes Zayin, Erevin 16b, pagination 32. Make yourself comfortable. Starting from the Mishnah, which is in the wide lines, about the seventh line, the Mishnah says as follows regarding a group that wants to make an Erev around an area. Makifin, you could cause an enclosure. The word makifin is similar to hakafa, which means to go around. You go around the bima, you make a hakafa on Simchas Torah. So makifin, you're going around this open area with ropes to try to enclose it. Shalosha chavolim, three ropes. This one on top of the next one, and this one on top of the next one. You're going to need three ropes. You don't want to have more than three tfachim between one rope and its neighbor. Shir chavolim, and the size of these ropes, v'ovyon, and their width, their thickness, yeser al tefach, has to be more than a tefach, kidei shiyo yehakol asara tefachim, so that it should be, in its entirety, 10 tefachim high. So let's start with that last statement, because that's something that we're familiar with. The height of the enclosure has to be 10 tefachim. We're estimating, quick estimation, about 40 inches. In order to do that, the Gemara is suggesting that the Mishnah is suggesting that there is a simple type of enclosure. You think about people who go camping. They want to fit something in their backpack. They want to carry their tent on their back, and it's all of a fold-up tent. So we figured out an enclosure that doesn't take much in order to carry it with you. We're not obligating you to carry walls, enough walls to do the enclosure. It's very simple, ropes. But the ropes that were being recommended were thick by a tefach, let's say 3.5 to 4 inches wide, and you need three of them. And then, based on the principle of lavud, which is that anything that's within three tvachim of something else can be connected, considered connected, so you position the first rope within three tvachim of the ground, you position the second rope within three tvachim of it, and the third rope within three tvachim of it, and you will get your 10 tvachim height, because there are three tvachim in width of these things, and there's less than three separating them. Mm-hmm. You have enough height there, you're going to get your 10 tefachim. The Mishnah continues and says, not only can you do it with ropes, but makifin bekonim. You can even do this enclosure with posts. Uvelvaj lo yehe ben kona lachaveru shlosha tefachim. Just make sure that in between the posts, you don't have a distance of three tefachim. So again, a person can be traveling with posts, 10 tefachim high posts. He bangs them into the ground. As long as he makes sure that there's no 3 tefach gap in between the posts, he can make an enclosure around a large area without actually carrying so much like walls with him. Now, there's a fascinating Rashi over here, which tells us that there's a specific name that's used whether you use the vertical or you use the horizontal. Ropes are making the enclosure using a horizontal method. Posts are using a vertical method, up, down. And these terms are borrowed from lattice work, because the same way that you're doing uprights and cross beams, we have the same principle when you make a basket or when you make clothing. There's a bunch of threads going in one direction. And then lattice work, you weave the other side into it. It's called shesi va'arev. If you look at the Rashi, Umakifin Bekonim, inner commentary, really in the middle between Masnisin and Gemara, from the top, probably about 25 lines, middle of a line, Makifin Bekonim, Rashi says, Ne'utzim, posts that are sticking up into the ground, sticking out of the ground, Ve'omdim, Zuhi Mechitza Shal Shesi, that's called Shesi. Just memorize the word. When it goes up and down, it's called Shesi. Avol Shel Chavolim, but when you do it with ropes, Havya Mechitza Shal Orev, that's called a Mechitza of Orev. And what we did just now is what you normally envision, latticework, shesi va'orev, as a flat thing in front of you, cloth that is being worked on. We just flipped it, and we're looking at it now head on in an upright position. We're calling the uprights shesi, and the cross beams orev. A nice way to remember it, mnemonic device, is that orev is similar to the word erev, which means evening. Evening is when the sun is on the horizon. Right? Horizon. Anything that has to do with horizon, the crossbeam on the horizon is what we're describing as Orev. And a mnemonic device is Erev. It's interesting that in Halacha, what's that?
This mnemonic device that book.
Erev. Erev. Evening.
Ah, Erev, okay.
Erev, evening.
That's right.
Very interesting that in Halacha, when they want to refer to the symbol of Christianity, the cross, so it's referred to as Shesi Va'orev, the symbol that uses an upright with a cross beam. It's just fascinating that that's the term that's used. It doesn't have an actual term. That's the term describing what it looks like. Mm-hmm. It looks, and that's when they looked at it, that's how they described it. Okay. Now, in practical halacha for us, even though we're not going camping, and we could theoretically do this if we were going camping, maybe we should do that in the summer, nice outing. You take ropes with you, you put them up, you just need a few uprights to hold them in place, and you're good. When a person builds a sukkah, so if you're building it out of wood, you naturally have good walls. If you're building it out of canvas or any other material similar to that, what's called a urea or machzeles, a piece of cloth, so you have the traditional question, what happens if it waves in the wind? And there's a big discussion in the poskim how much it can wave or adjust and still be considered a legitimate wall. Now certainly, the canvas walls played a major role in Judaism, in sukkah, especially in this country. People are able to put them up because they just involved a few poles and basically the bulk of it is this canvas. It involves storage, makes it much easier for people to store them. Question is, this interesting question, if it waves too much in the wind, what is it still a mechitza? I remember as a kid, nailing down the canvas really tight as we can get it, so that it would be tight. Mm-hmm. Another method, if you're not prepared to go ahead and make a wood sukkah, so another method that can be recommended is if in the bottom 10 tefachim of the sukkah you put ropes that are taut. So even if the canvas is still waving a little bit, firstly, the ropes might hold the canvas in place. Mm-hmm. But besides that, the ropes themselves, or even string, if you position it within 3 tefachim of each other, you might need more than 3 winds, because most of our rope doesn't come in tefach widths. 3.5 to 4 inches width of a rope is a pretty, I mean, maybe a tug-of-war rope. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a big rope. But if you use regular twine, but you keep winding it one level high until you get within 3 tefachim, each level taut to 10 tefachim, so then we know that the wall of the sukkah technically only has to be 10 tefachim high. And then you can put the schachas much higher, not as high as you want, but much higher, it can still be. And this would be a practical application. Another interesting thing to explore is that sometimes during construction in a community, when they're trying to fix the community Eruv, so they find that some construction had adjusted the poles that they were relying on, and they have to put up a lechi real quick. So the right way to do a lechi is with a plastic strip. And you put up the plastic strip on the new telephone pole until you reach the cross wire, and that's the right way. But I have heard, and this is something that's worth exploring, where an Erev checker didn't have a plastic strip with him. All he had was his staple gun. And what he did was fascinating. He put staples in within love of each other until he got a height of staples that he was confident was underneath the cross wire. Now, the trick, you don't put them straight in because then they literally get embedded. But if you put a screwdriver in place and then you shoot the staple so the screwdriver doesn't let it go in entirely, mm-hmm. you could literally create a lechi in such a method. So it's certainly something worth exploring based on the basic presentation of this Mishnah, that you don't have to have real walls as long as you have within love of each other. Yeshikoach, have a great day.